OC and Hackett on ESPN 700. Time for a report from the Edge. Our good friend Brian Green from Edge Power Sports at 14301 South Minuteman Drive down in Draper joins us on our IM Flash Hotline. Brian, how are you, sir?
Good, thanks, guys.
Good to have you with us, as always. We've had bipolar weather again this week, and today, at least, today the sun is shining. What's on the showroom floor right now? What's moving?
Everything, but side-by-sides for families, ATVs for families, little kids' bikes, because our mini motocross league is starting up soon, adult bikes, just street bikes, you name it. Everybody's kind of coming in and trying to get all geared up for the season. And I'm actually, believe it or not, at a motocross track right now with a bunch of kids training.
You were talking about this last week. Where are you, and how old are these kids?
This is the Secret Edge compound.
No, what?
It's not secret. We've got a piece of property out south of Eagle Mountain that has a well on it, and we've cut it into Colby Sorensen, our trainer, has cut it into a nice track and training facility. So we bring a lot of kids out here, and not only do we sell them the bike, but we make sure they know how to ride it, kids and adults, their dads and families. So that's where we're at.
You've got the Mini Motocross League coming up, right?
Yeah, it starts at the end of April.
How can people get involved in that? Did you just come down to Edge? You know, a lot of our listeners will maybe send an email or hit you up on social media trying to figure out if this is the right sport for their kid. How do they know?
That's a really good question. You know, I say it's kind of the rite of passage. Every good red-blooded American kid needs to ride a motorcycle one day in his life. And it's just a sport that gives you a lot of self-confidence. You're completely in control. So when you do individual sports, you know, win or lose, it's 100% on you. And with that responsibility, you know, there comes a lot of mental toughness and really just the ability to charge forward in spite of setbacks, just like any other sport. But the interesting thing is kids that take to this are all sorts and kinds, shapes and sizes. Sometimes you don't know, but if they're struggling in team sports, this might be a good option for them. It's really something that they can hang their hat on. And more importantly, for dads and moms that let their kids get involved in motorcycling, you know, once they're on a motorcycle and learn it, they'll learn it and do it for life, whether it's off-road or on-road or anywhere in between. And it really is something that they can do forever.
So coming up on April 22nd, the Monster Energy AMA Supercross event is going on up at Rice Eccles Stadium. That is a great opportunity, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, for parents that trying to get their children out of the house and off the video games to witness what they can put their child in and you know, get some sun on these young children's skin, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope that there's sun. You know, one of the reasons Supercross hasn't been here for a while is we tend to have a lot of rain in April for some reason, and especially on Supercross Day. But yeah, if you go up there and watch that, it's an all-day event. During the day, there's qualifying, so a lot of local guys will be trying to qualify just so they can race in what we call the night show. The main event doesn't start until the evening, but there's plenty of activities going on all day long in what they call the pit area. And you see these multi-million dollar semis drive in, and two or three guys crawl out with their motorcycles, and then they have a full pit crew, set of mechanics, and everybody that's there helping them out. So it's pretty amazing, quite frankly. And to get the kids out from in front of the TV, it's a no-brainer. And quite frankly, I think they have $20 tickets at Smith Ticks, so it's not expensive.
You guys always do some kind of extra events in association with this. Day before, meet and greets, all that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do that again this year. We've got some unconfirmed, so I'm not going to mention their names, but what is confirmed is the two-time back-to-back Supercross champion, Right now, in the points lead, going for a third championship is Ryan Dungey from KTM Factory Racing with Red Bull. And then his teammates, Trey Canard and Marvin Muscan from France. So those guys are confirmed. The Troy Lee Design KTM team may be there as well. And then we've invited a few local celebrities as well, just to kind of come out and join in the fun. So it's going to be a great time. And typically what happens is they're racing and practicing, and they have their press day all day Friday. But then they'll show up to the store sometime between 4 and 7 p.m., and they'll spend an hour or two with the general public. And I've always been super impressed. You know, we had 3,000 or 4,000 people there a few years back, which is phenomenal. And the handlers, Ryan Dungey's handler, this woman that kind of takes him from place to place, she was like, hey, okay, it's time to go. We got to go. And he's like, oh, no, there's another 1,000 people here. I'm not leaving until I talk to every single one of them. And so he stayed and signed autographs and made sure that everybody got taken care of. So I expect kind of the same this year.
Well, that's one of the cool things about sports like this one. They're a little bit more accessible than the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball players. And in power sports, it's interesting because, you know, you go and you watch Dungey ride whatever bike, and you can actually go back down to Edge Power Sports, and you're not going to get – it's not going to be quite as souped up, but you guys have the stuff that he's riding effectively, right?
Yeah. In fact, they release a bike called the Factory Edition, which is identical to the one that he's racing, and it even has his graphics on it and everything and extra goodies. You know, they've probably saved some of the best goodies inside the engine for them, but pretty much they call it a Factory Edition, and it's identical. So,
for people listening, parents, you know, thinking about getting their children involved, or just, you know, reasonable adults, young adults, let's say, how do you reassure the safety?
Well, that's also another good question. You know, I've said it before, the kids that I normally see or the people that I normally see that get hurt with motorcycles is guys that kind of beg and plead their parents until they're 15, 16 years old. And then finally they break down, get them a bike, and they go out and they think that they can do what these kids have been doing since they were 4 years old. And so there's a ton of training programs all over, both for on-road and off-road racing. And so I highly recommend that you get your kids involved in it. And as I've said before, knock on wood, you know, my kid has had no serious injuries, and he's been racing since he was 4. The worst injury he got was messing around in the front yard when the neighbor kid rode over him on his bicycle and broke his arm. So, but, you know, he's jumped 120 feet on his little 65 KTM as well. But most of the races are designed to keep speeds down, and they're technical and they're tough. But when you crash at slower speeds, you don't tend to get hurt as bad as some of these supercross guys might when they jump 120 feet.
What's the best way for people to follow what you guys are doing on social media and that?
Just look up Edge Power Sports right here in Utah. Both on Instagram and Facebook. We have the Mini Motocross League as well. Mini MX League, I think, is what it's under on Facebook. But if you watch some of that, you might be amazed. Link in to some of our riders and some of the kids that race, and you'll probably be blown away at what you see. These guys are real athletes, and they're putting in the time to make it so, starting at a young age.
I defy you to head down to Edge Power Sports at 14301 South Minuteman Drive and not be able to find something that you want to buy, whether it be a side-by-side, a snowmobile that's on closeout, a dirt bike, whatever. They're gonna have something there that you want. So head down and talk to Brian. Tell him OC and Hackett sent you. Brian, have fun out there at the track, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Report from the Edge. Brian Green from Edge Power Sports.